Hey Food Allergy Mama, today I'm talking about something that can be quite tricky, but it affects all food allergy parents and families at some point. That's when people don't make food allergy accommodations at an event. This can feel really tricky and a little tough to deal with, so let's dive in. Hey Food Allergy Mama, if you're here, you've likely experienced the scary and lonely food allergy diagnosis with your child. Unfortunately, food allergy parents aren't taught how to navigate the food allergy lifestyle, and it's easy to feel alone and discouraged sometimes. But I'm here to show you that food allergy life doesn't have to feel restrictive, scary, or isolated. I'm Karina, and I'm a 17-year food allergy mom and food allergy coach at Friendly Pantry Consulting. I specialize in making food allergy life safer and less worrisome for food allergy families like yours. I'm not perfect, but over 17 years, I've learned a lot the hard way, and I'm sharing the secrets and resources you won't hear anywhere else that will help you feel confident living with food allergies faster and easier than I did. From introducing allergens, travel, navigating school, and educating friends and family, this podcast will give you the essential tips and strategies you need to help your food allergy child and family thrive. Welcome to the show. What comes up for you when I say food allergy accommodations at an event? I know for me, I'm glad that awareness has increased a lot in the past few years, but there's still a long way to go. But it often leaves us food allergy parents in this awkward situation of hoping that there might be some kind of food allergy accommodations, but then not sure what to think when there isn't, and then dealing with our child's sadness at being left out. For example, I know we all as moms can agree that seeing our kids' eyes when they can't have that frozen themed birthday cake is so hard. And then there's those times when, even though the host knows you really, really well, they just don't take food allergies seriously at all. And it seems like they should be doing something to help your child feel safe and included. I mean, if friends and family aren't accommodating, then who will be? It can feel like these are the people that should be caring the most and helping the most, right? So first, if this is you, you are not alone. You are not overreacting. Food allergies are real, and I want you to know that. In fact, this in the beginning was a real problem for me and my family too. We had several people who didn't take food allergies seriously, and they thought we were just being overly protective. First with my oldest daughter's milk and egg allergy, and then with peanut and tree nut allergies and gluten intolerance of my second daughter. I actually had someone say that I was making things up, and I was told I was just being too cautious. It was really hard on quite a few of our relationships. So in this episode, I want to talk about how to stay positive when this happens, and then I'm going to give you some ways to take control back without worrying about whether people accommodate or not, if that makes sense. I know that Easter is coming, so I think it's going to be really helpful for that, but you're also going to be able to take it through to any birthday party or social event too. So here goes. So I want to start by remembering a really good book that you read that later turned into a movie. So maybe you read the book and it gave you all the feelings and you just couldn't put it down. I mean, maybe you even lost precious sleep because you just needed to find out how it ended. Apparently, the people in Hollywood felt the same way because a few months down the road, they decided to make a movie about it. So to relive that amazing story, you cleared your busy calendar, you booked your babysitter, you used your entertainment budget to buy your tickets for the show. Except after the movie was done, you were thinking, that's it. The movie just didn't live up to the awesomeness of the book. You were left feeling disappointment and resentful because you were hoping for something more, and you spent all this money and time on something that didn't give you what you wanted. It was a real bummer. I often think about this scenario and wonder why the movie is never as good as the book. And I've come to the conclusion that it's because of expectations. When we read the book, we created thoughts, pictures, and ideas in our minds about what the story should look and feel like. The problem is that the movie directors also have their own thoughts, pictures, and ideas about what they think the story should look and feel like. And unfortunately, because the directors are the ones making the movie, their thoughts and ideas win. We have no control over it except to either enjoy what they've created or continuously compare the movie to what we thought it should be. Which brings me back to food allergies. How does this movie scenario fit in with our lives as food allergy moms? Well, we all want our kids to be safe, and most of us want every celebration to include our child as much as possible. We have our hopes and dreams and ideas about how social events and celebrations should be, but unfortunately, we're not always the director of the movie. There are other directors involved who have their own hopes, dreams, and ideas of what they think the celebration should be. And unfortunately, we can't control those directors. Sometimes, because we know the directors of the events, we may be able to maybe give our input, share what we think should happen, which sometimes makes it even harder because once we give our input, we expect that the director will accommodate them. But we all know that this doesn't always happen. So what do we do? These are the times when we have to make a decision. Are we going to enjoy what the director has created or continuously compare it to how we thought it should be? Now, definitely know that I am not excusing poor judgment or plain meanness, and I'm definitely not talking about putting our kids in harm's way. Keeping your kid safe is a non-negotiable and is not dependent on whether someone accommodates food allergies at a celebration or not. But I am saying if a director in your life refuses to make food allergy accommodations, it is possible and good to make your own accommodations as needed, but still allow yourself and your family to enjoy what the director created instead of wishing for something you can't change. This way, we're managing what we can control, which is our expectations and our actions, and we are decreasing disappointment and resentment because we don't want to get bitter. We want to keep in that positive mindset. And here's the other benefit of doing this. After time, once that director sees how serious you are and that you're going to actually make these accommodations, sometimes they'll see that, you know what? This is real. These food allergies are serious. So they may start to make changes. Sometimes this happens quickly and sometimes it takes years, but what's important is how we manage it for ourselves and our kids in the meantime, because we don't want our kids to take on that victim mentality. We want them to be empowered and thriving no matter the circumstances. So this may sound easier said than done, because how do we actually manage our expectations? Well, I once saw a quote in the coffee shop and it has stuck with me, and I feel like it's especially applicable to this situation. And the quote was, "Let every situation be what it is instead of what you think it should be." I'm not sure who the author of that is, but I think it really holds a lot of truth. It reminds me to come back to what I can control and focus on that. So, what can you control when it comes to food allergies at events? First of all, you can decide if you go to the event at all. And if you don't feel like the food environment is safe, you can mention it to the host, but be prepared to make your own accommodations. And so, a couple of ideas for accommodations that are going to help make things safer or make it easier to actually attend an event is to maybe arrive after the food is being served or leave before it's served. You can bring your own food for your child. You can eat at home. If you've got a really little one who's mouthing and touching and everything in sight, you can maybe get help watching them from a responsible teen or tween that's going to be at the event, or you can tag team with someone, another adult that can help you with this. All of these things are going to help make that event more doable and safer. Because I think it's really important that we watch what message we're sending to our kids so that they can live a full life with food allergies, even when situations aren't ideal. We need to teach them these skills so they can manage it themselves someday. Trust me, I know it's not easy because I struggle with it too, but by focusing on our expectations and what we can control, while also still connecting with others, we're going to be sending a positive and empowering vibe to our kids instead of that negative victim vibe. And I think that's exactly what we want. Now, maybe you know someone who causes a lot of stress when it comes to food allergies. Maybe they're constantly making comments or they just won't recognize how serious food allergies actually are. If this is the case, I highly recommend my Get Others to Take Food Allergies Seriously workshop. You're going to get scripts that clearly answers their comments and will help them change their mind in a positive way. I mean, you might not change their mind, but you're going to get them to think about it. And you're even going to get email RSVP templates that explain food allergies and why you're doing what you're doing to accommodate. So if you've listened to my recent podcast about templates, you know how important they are to decrease our mental weight and save time too. I'll post a link to that in the show notes. But not only are there templates included with this workshop, the actual workshop is going to help you come up with a plan that works for your family, that's going to give you the confidence to explain food allergies in a way that you never have thought of before. Because sometimes when you're dealing with difficult people, it's not that you're actually doing it wrong, you just need a different and new approach. I will post a link to that workshop in the show notes. So as always, please let me know what you thought of this episode. I'd love to hear from you. Just send me a message at Friendly Pantry over on Instagram. Thanks for listening and bye for now. Before you go, Mama, if you love this episode and want deeper support, head over to friendlypantry.com to see how we can partner together to keep your food allergy child safer and worry less. There's no need for wasting time searching all over Instagram, TikTok, and the web to get the practical knowledge you need for your family. While you're there, grab your free Food Allergy Kids Empowerment Guide or the newly diagnosed checklist today. Topics are not medical advice and are the opinions, views, and property of Friendly Pantry Consulting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Always contact your board-certified allergist immunologist for health advice.